welcome to another episode of Trapper Talk. I'm Ollie, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Marnie.
Hello.
Marnie, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has just been appointed Manchester United permanent manager.
Yep.
And, you know, most people are happy. I'm quite happy. How about you? What are your kind of opinions on the situation?
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy with it as well, to be honest. All things considered, I think it was the right choice at the right time.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're like, you know, before we kind of rave about it, we can kind of like address the whole like Poch thing, because I know there are going to be some like fans that kind of still wanted Poch, and I think like it's a tricky situation because, like, on one hand, you see the results and transformation he's had throughout the club, which is like incredible. Like, it's been like a joy to watch for the last 3 months or so. And then on the other hand, you look at Poch and say, is he better equipped to take the job?
I mean, it's a good question, because the thing is, with Poch, right, I mean, yes, he's done an amazing job with Spurs, but the guy has never won a trophy.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, right now we could say, oh, we want Poch, he's done amazing things at Spurs. But he could come in and do a worse job than Ollie is doing right now. So I think it's the right move we made. And I think it's the safer move as well. Mm. So I think it just works on both sides. Like, there was not much of a benefit with going with Poch. I think there's more of, obviously, we would have associated Poch with less risk like 3 months ago.
Yeah.
But now it seems like it's riskier to appoint Poch, or it would have been riskier to appoint Poch.
Yeah, I think like just like the togetherness that Ollie has kind of like reunited the fans with the club, it kind of feels, do you know what I mean? He's kind of feels like he's brought us all closer in together, so it's more like as one. Whereas like, yeah, which was a huge contrast to Mourinho, where it was like me, do you know what I mean? Because I saw a quote with Solskjaer, how he was saying, going further forward, the aim is to win trophies and stuff. It's not about me. It's about Manchester United as a club getting back to old ways.
Yeah, I saw a headline on one of the newspapers today. It was like, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, what he's done at United is a culture reset. And honestly, I couldn't phrase it any better than that. Like, we've had three managers in a row which sort of went away from the culture of United, but with Ole, we've kind of reset everything now. We're back to how it was, sort of.
Yeah, exactly. I was nodding my head the entire way there, because it sums up perfectly, doesn't it? It does feel like old times again, even like with Mike Phelan sitting on the touchline as well. Like, yeah, just exactly. Everything about it, the style of play, like the results, it's just like, it's fantastic to see. So, you know, he more than deserves getting the job permanently. Although I am surprised we announced it early, but I guess it's international break, so you might as well.
Yeah, he probably needs... I think it was the right time to do it, because honestly, it made... I know we spoke about it before, about how it was probably best if they left it until the end of the season, but in reality, he needs the next few months to strategize for the next season, like including the players he wants, what they want to do in pre-season and all of that. So I think it made sense to do it now.
Yeah, no, I agree. As we said, it was like we thought it was going to be next season, but might as well do it now, because then in fact, a bit of certainty now for next season. Do you know what I mean? We can all get over that. Will Ollie get it? Will Poch get it? But now, yeah, Set in stone, he's going to be our manager for the next 3 years, hopefully, if he sees out his contract. So at least everyone can kind of move forward, and we can actually look at signings for next season and that. And I think it's a really good result. And yeah, it was on the 99th day of his caretaking career manager. So he didn't quite get to 100 days. Didn't quite get to three digits as a United caretaker manager. But I'm sure he'll be happy that on the 100th day he's the permanent manager.
Yeah, I feel like his first press conference was really, really interesting about a lot of things he was speaking about. I think one of the things that he said that sort of resonated with me was when he said he didn't really shy away from it. He said people need to be put in the right places in the structure of the club. He pretty much said exactly that. I'm paraphrasing a bit, but he said pretty much the exact same thing as I said. But and if that happens and we get a director of football, and I saw a headline today about we want to get a director of football that is also steeped in the club's traditions and knows everything about the club. So, I mean, with that, with a director of football who's formerly played for the club, and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, who's played for the club, and Mike Phelan, who was assistant and played for the club, I think everything is going in the right direction. And honestly, the next, I'm not even going to judge him on the next season. I think the season after next, I honestly think he could deliver the title.
Yeah, I mean, it is a big possibility. I mean, even though some people might, from the outside, might look in and say, oh, well, you know, another Liverpool next season, I need all that. But to be honest, since Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has been appointed, we've got more points than anyone. We've got 32 points out of possible 13 games. Liverpool are the next there with 31 points, but they've played a game more than us. So you know, if we win our next game, we'll be 35 points, 4 points ahead of anyone else since Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has been, since he's taken over. And you've got to think about the injuries and take all those things into account. You know, the injuries, the tough fixtures, because they have been, you know, even though the first couple of fixtures were kind, you know, we have played some tough opposition, including like, you know, Tottenham, Chelsea, Arsenal, you know, these types of clubs. PSG, I forgot about the Champions League, for Christ's sake. Yeah, and beating all of them. Or not beating all of them. Have we beaten all of them since? No, we drew to Tottenham. But hey.
And we lost to Arsenal as well. But
no, but we beat Arsenal in the Cup as well, though, didn't we?
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah. But anyway, we've definitely had not the easiest run. So, yeah. You know, it's really impressive. Like, even if you look at the stats, he's got a win percentage in the Premier League of 76.9%, which is, and he's got 2.46 points per game, which is more than any manager who's managed United in the Premier League.
Yeah, I think I know we have a lot of tough games left. And I think I do think it's imperative we finish in top four though, because there's still a chance that we don't. But I think for our progress and just for the momentum's sake, we need to finish in the top four.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think now that Ollie's been appointed, he can kind of look forward ahead to next season now and kind of really assess the priorities, because, yeah, a Champions League run would be nice. Same as winning the FA Cup would have been nice. But top four is really the priority for this season now. And then next season, we can go out and, you know, go out guns blazing and attack and challenge for the higher honours. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hopefully, we'll have a good summer ahead, whereas we actually back the manager and we can challenge next season, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not really... If we challenge for the league next season, great. But if we don't, I'm not going to be too fast. Just as long as we're close, like close-ish.
Yeah.
If we, I want us to close the gap year by year. So, I mean, Ollie said himself that he doesn't think that it'll be a quick fix. So I think if we close the gap significantly next season, and then the season after, we're literally at the top or a point or two away from the top, I think I'll take that.
Yeah. No, I know what you're saying. Yeah, if we come second or third next season, it's not going to be in the world. No one's expecting us to, next season, because we've got Ollie now, win the league. Do you know what I mean? No one's expecting that.
Yeah, if you are, you're a bit deluded.
Yeah, it would be nice. We can hope, but, you know, it's probably not realistic. I think a big thing about signing Ollie as well is the kind of impact he's had on the players that we currently have. Because, you know, Jose's fix was, you know, spend. We need more players. We need better players. He never really saw the potential we had within the team. With Ollie, he's kind of come in and improved a number of players. Pogba, for one, he's looking like the player that everyone thought he was going to be when he first came to United. So, like, if you look at the stats this season, under Mourinho, he played 20 games, 5 goals, 4 assists. You know, that's not too bad. But he had, like, his mins per goal was 177. And if you compare that to how he's performing under Solskjaer, in 17 games, he's got 9 goals and 7 assists. Which is 95 minutes per goal involvement. So he's pretty much providing or scoring nearly every game, which is, as you said, absolutely crazy. It's just little things like that that kind of really give the squad a whole boost.
Yeah. I mean, next season, right, I think if we have Pogba firing like this and the players actually fully understand the way Ollie wants to play, because he did say in a press conference yesterday that he wants his team to be the hardest working team in the Premier League. And if he achieves that by making us the hardest working team in the Premier League, and he tells the players exactly what he wants from them, and they understand everything he wants from them, and we get the players we want, I think that we could be a scary sight next season.
Oh, for sure. I think even this season, with the little time he's had with the squad, we're a scary sight already. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, even though we got beat by PSG at Old Trafford, fair enough. No one expects us to go there and whip them 3-1.
Yeah, exactly.
No, exactly. None of us did. So, yeah, and it's strange because even, you know, I said Pogba. I used Pogba as example. 9 goal involvements from CDM is not really bad at all for half a season. But, yeah, I think it's more about how he utilises players. Like, now 16 goal involvements in the last 17 games for Pogba. So I think, like, he kind of uses that with other players as well, such as Lukaku, who under Mourinho had 6 goals and 1 assist in 22 games, which is 234 minutes per goal involvement. Whereas Ollie, he's had 16 games, and a lot of those have been sub appearances, and he's got 9 goals and 2 assists, meaning that's 85 minutes per goal involvement, which is insane for someone who we were saying we should just get rid of at the end of the season.
Yeah, no comment.
You know, I was looking at these stats, and the one for Rashford is actually really surprising, because under Mourinho, he had 138 minutes per goal involvement, and under Solskjaer, he's got 135. So it's really not that much different if you think about it.
Yeah, I'm not too surprised at that, though. Rashford's still really raw.
Yeah, so. I guess. And actually, also, something I haven't mentioned is that under Mourinho, it was 4 goals, 5 assists, but he was playing on the wing. But with Rashford now playing up front, 8 goals, 2 assists under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. So he's really improving his goal scoring. And I don't think anyone will look back and say Rashford under Mourinho is better than the Rashford that's currently playing his football now.
Yeah, because Rashford's all-around play has improved dramatically. So yeah. We're not necessarily just judging off the stats, just watching him play, you can tell he's better now.
Yeah, exactly. I think...
If Ollie sticks with Rashford next season as the number 9, he should surpass 20 goals easily.
Oh, I think so, yeah. I mean, he's on course to do that this season, and he's not... And as you said, he's playing on the bloody wing half the time. Do you know what I mean? So,
yeah,
you know, he's on about, I don't know, mid-teens, isn't it? Mid-teens. And we've got... 8 weeks or so to go. Pretty much got like 2 months to go, haven't we, for the rest of the season? Yeah. So he should get around 5-6 goals in 8 months.
Yeah,
eight
he months, should.
8 weeks.
Let me just. Yeah, he scored 14 goals so far this.
Yeah, so you know should be improving on that. And then, as you said, next season he could probably get mid-20s if he continues to in this form and playing where he is.
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, so. You know, to sum up, I'm very happy with the appointment of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer on a 3-year contract as well. But I saw an article earlier today from, I think it was from someone like The Sun or The Daily Mail or some garbage newspaper, to be honest with you. But they were just saying how that it's weird that United hired Ole because no other club would be hiring a former player. I was just thinking that's genuinely the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Because yeah. Barcelona with Pep Guardiola, Zidane with Real Madrid, and Conte as well. So... It's not like it's the first time it's ever happened. And these managers have gone to be some of the best managers in world football. So I don't really understand that at all. I think it's kind of a really just stupid article, I think, because everyone's ranting and raving about how good the appointment is for Ole. You know, all like players, pundits, everyone is praising the appointment. I think one of these newspapers just thought, oh, we'll get in a negative story around here and try and, do you know what I mean, stir up a fuss.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with the whole, oh, no other club would hire him. Like, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is 46 years old. Like, he's on the younger side of managers. So, yeah. I mean, just that argument itself makes no sense. And you have a guy like Guardiola. I think he's the prime example. He went from Barcelona B to Barcelona A. Like, yeah. And it's not like, no, obviously at the time, I would say, we don't really see it because... We don't have Spanish newspapers here, so we don't know how they reacted there.
Yeah.
But because United are such a high-profile club here, it's like everything is scrutinized like to the max. So yeah. It seems like, oh, it's a big deal and all of this. But I think it's something that clubs need to start doing more. I mean, we've seen how it happened with Zidane and Guardiola, two of the greatest coaches we have right now in the world. So, I mean, somebody else should take the leap and choose a former player. I mean, we're the next people to do it, but another club or other clubs should follow suit because we've seen the success that people have had from doing that.
Yeah, it's also the standard of, like, what's it called? Journalism and the media in England are particularly a lot worse than everywhere else, I'd say.
Yeah, I do think that people underestimate the value of having a manager that knows what it's like to play for the club.
Yeah, for sure. He kind of gets it. He gets why the fans have been a bit disappointed in recent years. He gets why the fans want to see us play a certain way of football, a certain brand of football, because he's been there, he's done it. He's played the football that we want to see. He's a cult hero. So, you know, I just think also with Ferguson kind of semi-mentoring him, just giving him little pointers here and there. You know, I'm not going to say Ferguson's pulling the strings behind him or anything, but if Solskjaer wants a little bit of advice here and there, you know, I'm sure he can always go to Ferguson and say, oh, how do you deal with this situation or something? So it's just something like that. He's kind of already stitched into the club's history. Yeah. So it's nice that he gets it. He gets where everyone's coming from, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's what we think about Ole getting appointed. We're happy. I'm sure you guys are as well. Let us know. Send us a tweet or something. We've got a little bit of an announcement about the podcast. We're going to slow down for the next couple of weeks on weekly episodes. Me and Marnie are both in uni and we've both got dissertations and projects to do and juggling that with like working part-time, the uni work and editing and recording these. It takes a little bit of time. So we're going to slow down with doing them weekly, previewing every game, reacting to every game. We will do that once our uni's finished, but for the next month or so, we're going to slow down and probably just talk about the big games, cover the big games. So some coming up, like the Barcelona Champions League games. We will have an episode talking about that stuff. We might preview it, we might react to it. I'm not sure, but we'll definitely have an episode around that. The Manchester Derby, we'll definitely do an episode around that. Chelsea game, probably do something around that. But it's not going to be every week, like, you know, talk about Watford and Wolves and, like, Leicester and these sort of, like, things. Only the big games we'll do for the next couple of weeks. But after that, around May time, it should pick up and we'll do weekly episodes again till the remainder of the season. So, yeah, that's all we've got to say on that. But do stick around, stay subscribed, because we will come back with more regular episodes after this short period of downtime. Shout out to White Lando for leaving a good review on iTunes. We appreciate it. If anyone else wants to leave a review, feel free. We'll give you a shout out as well. So cheers, Lando. Keep the red flag flying high, boys.
Yep.
Right. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of Trafford Talk. We won't be back next week, but we'll probably be back the week after to preview or talk about the Barcelona game. So, you know, if you're listening on iTunes, make sure to subscribe. Otherwise, you won't get the podcast as soon as it's available. And, please leave a review and rate the podcast. It really helps out. And I guess we'll see you next time.
See ya.